Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call. It's good to see everybody today. We have a great speaker. Y'all have been with us before. You've heard him, Larry Kreider, who is one of the founding, the first CEO or something of The Gathering. Anyway, he was a big deal and still is to us. So Larry's on the advisory board for The Edge, and we're just grateful he's here to share this morning. So take it away, Larry.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. This weekend, I turned 78. And so why do I say that? Well, at this age lately, I've had a number of friends who passed away. In fact, I remember when my parents talk about when they get to this age that seems to be the case. And anyway, I've noticed that with each of these people, mostly men that I'm referring to now, that have passed, that usually there's some few words that would define their life. And so, for instance, there was Dan, who's a Disney exec and lived down in Celebration. They would say he was a godly Christian man, polite, gracious, mannerly. In fact, he was also a man that would sponsor a Saturday morning breakfasts at his church. And I spoke down there on a number of occasions. And then there's Russ. His service is going to be tomorrow. He's a real estate attorney. And the guy say he was a sweet man. He was a beautiful person, kind, friendly, you know, committed to Christ and to his family. And so I go to Proverbs 22:1, and Solomon says, "A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold." And one commentator said, "The only honor that is safe is that which comes from God." So I'm wondering, when Solomon wrote this, I wonder if he was thinking of his father, David. You know, David had some problems. David was an adulterer. David also was disobedient by taking a census of his army. You can go to 2 Samuel 24, and you can read that story. And really, what was the problem? Why was that a problem? Well, it was because basically he was going to be puffed up and there was going to be pride when he counted his army. In fact, his general Joab came to him. He says, "Do you really want to do this? Is this really what you want to do?" Well, anyway, so he had problems. Was this what Solomon was thinking of? Yet, when we get God's opinion of David, what does he say? He says he was a man after God's own heart. And so you think about what that meant. Well, he was a man of faith, of vision, of wisdom. He was a man who really knew how to worship. He was a man who knew how to repent. And I think that's probably one of the biggest characteristics of why he was a man after God's own heart. So I take great comfort today, and I think you should too, that if you've blown it, and we all have blown it, and made grave mistakes, that God looks at your heart. And so, you know, you can be a person who's had regrets in your life, but if you're a man of faith, if you're a man that worships, if your man knows how to repent, then that's the kind of legacy that God wants to see and to acknowledge in your life. And he will call you then a faithful servant. And that's what we want to hear from him at the end of life. So think on these things, especially as you see people that pass away. And what do you want the three or four words to be that describes your life? That would be the question for the day.
Larry, thank you. That's a good word. I think of a lot of great words for you when I think about your life. I'm glad you're still here, though. I'm in no hurry to share those at a funeral, but you know, as I look at the screen with all you folks, especially those of you that I know well, I'm blessed to know that you guys all have leaving a great heritage, and folks will remember you well one day. Now today, let's go out there, be remembered, be acting well as we go out there and be the edge, right?
Amen.